On April 3rd, Southwestern Electric Power Company filed an application with the Arkansas Public Service Commission to build a new extra high voltage transmission line from eastern Benton County to central Carroll County. SWEPCO says the upgrade is necessary to better serve growing electrical needs in northwest Arkansas. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, certain affected property owners don't want a major power line in their backyard.
Six routes have been proposed for the new 150-foot-wide, 50-mile-long, 345,000-volt transmission line. The preferred way begins at SWEPCO's new Shipe Road substation at Centerton and runs somewhat parallel to an existing lower-voltage transmission line corridor north of Eureka Springs, ending at a proposed substation to be built along the Kings River northwest of Berryville. SWEPCO spokesperson Peter Main is based in Fayetteville.
It's part of the long-range look at how to ensure future reliability in the region and to identify what the Southwest Power Pool sees as future overloads on the existing system by bringing in new transmission capacity that will relieve those overloads.
Back in 2008, Southwest Power Pool, a nine-state transmission organization, ordered SWEPCO, a regional transmission provider, to construct a new high-power line to ensure both regional and interstate electrical transmission.
They're single-pole structures with the individual cross-arms off the side. They're single steel pole structures to minimize the visual impact.
The so-called Shipe Kings River project will serve to transmit electricity generated by coal and natural gas power stations in eastern Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas. An environmental impact study released March 13th found construction and operation will only have minor impacts on natural and human resources. And while alternative northern and southern routes would avoid many urban, scenic, and recreational areas, they would greatly increase the cost of construction, Peter Main said. He also said building the new transmission line in existing lower power transmission corridors would require doubling the corridor width to accommodate both lines, which is not practical due to existing right-of-way barriers.
There are existing corridors in various places. They don't get you everywhere you need to go. So existing corridors are part of the many, many factors that are considered.
The preferred route will cut a swath through Wolf Ridge, an upscale residential development high above the White River in northern Carroll County. Property owner Jim Helwig received notification from SWEPCO, postmarked March 29th. He moved to Wolf Ridge in 1998. He works as a geologist for the oil industry. He leads the way to the back porch, which reveals a panoramic view of the White River Valley.
And in the distance, you can actually see the hills of Missouri. And then comes Holiday Island, you can see, and then Beaver Town. That's Butler Creek with the old broken bridge across it. And then where that small island is, about 3/4 of a mile north of here, that's where the preferred route of the power line will be.
Jim Helwig's spouse, Patricia, a retired geologist, paleontologist, is upset the utility has staked a claim on one of the most scenic areas along the White River.
Yes, there are fewer people here, but there's a tremendous input of tourists who come here and fish on the White River and boat on the White River.
Eileen Powell and her spouse, Mark Armstrong, relocated from New Orleans several years ago and built a new home on 100 acres just down the mountain.
But we came up here after Katrina and that man-made disaster wiping out my house in New Orleans. And so we came up here to get a different way of life and to build our dream house. And now we're faced with another man-made disaster that could actually wipe us and cripple us again.
These neighbors are concerned about deforestation and herbicide application along the power line cut, not to mention possible health effects from exposure to the buzzing transmission lines. No state or federal standards exist, and scientific studies are not conclusive, but the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences has long suggested the power industry should site transmission lines away from human habitation to reduce exposure. So in recent weeks, Eileen Powell and a group of affected neighbors set up an advocacy website called Save the Ozarks and called a regional meeting of concerned citizens.
You know, I just see this community coming together and hoping to resolve something for the benefit of the entire community.
Bud and Patty Barter purchased an old cabin on the White River, which they've renovated. Now a transmission line might be built several hundred feet from their place.
We have a small, I guess if you will, maybe an acre and a half of old pine forest. Pine trees are 70, 80 feet tall, and that's what's going to be taken out with this right away.
Then there's Joe and Delnita Faust, purchased their property in Wolf Ridge back in 1983 and spent the next decade working second jobs to build a house on 13 groomed acres.
We lived in a little small town in Texas, and we took a second job reading water meters, which paid us exactly what the payment on the land was, and we read water meters for 10 years to pay the land off.
Delnita Faust says they live on a mountain paradise.
We have thousands of birds. We have a garden. My husband raises bees. And these are things that won't come back.
The U.S. Department of Interior and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service cite federally listed threatened and endangered species, including the Ozark cavefish, several bats, and birds, and have requested intensive surveys and to allow 300 feet leeway around any cave, sinkhole, losing stream, or spring. The Arkansas Natural Resources Commission has requested SWEPCO to utilize best management practices and compensatory mitigation under the Clean Water Act if any wetlands are lost due to construction. Native Arkansan and chemist Pat Costner owns 135 forested acres north of Eureka Springs. When she got notice several weeks ago that the new transmission line will bisect her place diagonally, 1,000 feet from her solar-powered homestead.
I just felt like, my heart just dropped to my feet.
Costner spends a lot of time on those feet traveling the world. She's a semi-retired senior scientist with Greenpeace International. She found SWEPCO's environmental impact statement to be boilerplate and without merit, and has secured an attorney and is filing a petition to intervene in SWEPCO's filing of a Certificate of Environmental Compatibility and Public Need to the Public Service Commission. She, along with Save the Ozarks, have until May 2nd, but plan to file for an extension beyond the 30-day comment period to better prepare their case. They've requested SWEPCO under the Freedom of Information Act to provide a list of all affected landowners. In the environmental impact statement, Costner's 135 acres is described simply as woodlands. But to Costner, it's much more than that.
I have done my best to keep, 134 of them as pristine as they were when I acquired them. And in their evaluation, in their comparisons, in their descriptions of roots, in their criteria, pristine land or semi-pristine land has zero value.
Nearly 800 acres will be required for easement for the preferred transmission line. And if property owners refuse to convey it, the land will be condemned under utility right-of-way eminent domain law. Construction of the transmission line and new substation along the Kings River, pending approval by the Arkansas Public Service Commission, is scheduled to begin next summer. It will take 2 years to complete. The preferred route will cost nearly $117 million, paid for by companies that utilize a transmission line, as well as SWEPCO customers, who can expect a rate increase of 51 cents per 1,000 kilowatt hours used. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
More information is available at SWEPCO.com and SaveTheOzarks.org.